SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is claiming victory after a weekend diplomatic dispute with Colombia.
President Trump's press secretary said the government of Colombia has agreed to take flights of deported migrants after the president threatened steep tariffs and other restrictions. The clash began when Colombia did not allow two U.S. military flights with migrants to land. The White House said the president will fiercely protect America's sovereignty by deporting illegal aliens.
Craig Cluxton reporting. President Trump will join House Republicans in Miami this week for the GOP January retreat. The event gets underway Monday afternoon. The Drug Enforcement Administration's Los Angeles headquarters is working with federal immigration authorities. The agency announced on social media that agents are working with the Department of Homeland Security on immigration enforcement efforts. Also at SRNnews.com, a man shoved in front of a moving subway train says he will ride it again.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
And there's been another random stabbing on a New York City subway, this time in the Bronx. NYPD is searching for the suspect who stabbed a 25-year-old man multiple times around 11 a.m. on Sunday. The victim was rushed to Lincoln Hospital in stable condition. Four Israeli soldiers held captive by terror group Hamas since October 2023 are recovering in a hospital in southern Israel. This is SRN News. President Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
His executive order allows the U.S. to quit, which has made a lot of people happy, especially pro-life advocates. You might think the PCA has nothing to do with abortion, but in fact, the lengthy accord includes much promotion of abortion and contraception as a means of reducing global population, despite growing alarm over the fact that the birth rates of many industrialized countries are plummeting. President Trump is also withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in state houses across the country are mounting an effort to roll back the queer trans agenda. Dozens of bills are pending in GOP-led legislatures aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms and schools and other buildings. Others would ban males from female sports. Republicans have filed more than 30 measures in Texas alone. This is SRN News. There's a Ford recall that may affect you.
The automaker is recalling more than 270,000 of the vehicles due to a power problem that can cause them to stop unexpectedly or fail to start. Federal investigators say the problem is related to a 12-volt battery with internal manufacturing defects. The vehicles were made between February 2021 and October of 22. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries caused by the problem. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling a newly released Netflix series dangerously misleading. American Primeval began streaming on Netflix this month. Follows LDS pioneers living on the American frontier during the Utah War of 1857. A statement from LDS says, quote, Brigham Young, a revered prophet and courageous pioneer, is by any historical standard egregiously mischaracterized as villainous and violent, end quote. More details at SRNnews.com.